So if you'd like to turn in your Bibles then to Luke chapter 2, and those verses that were read to us earlier, we're looking particularly at 1 to 14, but we will cover the whole of that reading. How are we going to think about really the subject this morning, the joy of Christmas? Now this year many of us have had to go without some of the things that we would consider Christmas traditions, those things that we have been used to doing for many a year. Now, this may well have caused us some concern. It might have given us some degree of thought as to what it is that we do over the Christmas period. To some, it will have given feelings of Christmas being ruined. But what I want to ask really this morning is, what actually do you have to remove from Christmas for it actually to be ruined? Now, some would suggest that it might be presents. You know, we look forward to those gifts that we're going to be given, either under the tree or however you do your present distribution. Or it might be the food, the delicious Christmas dinner, or the family coming over, which is the bit that we're probably struggling with the most this year. Or the games and the fun and the enjoyment that you have around this time. Or maybe it would be the decorations. You know, everyone goes into Christmas decorations. They started quite early this year, I think, partly to do with some of the misery that was felt around and about us, that folk wanted to get their bright lights up in order that people's spirits might be lifted. Well, I would suggest that the reality is, however, that these things are just simply bolt-on to Christmas. They're simply bolt-on additions to the one thing that gives Christmas its real meaning, its real center of its joy, as it were. And that thing is, or that person is, Jesus himself. Jesus is the reason for the season, we say. And what I would suggest this morning as we think about this is that there is no joy without Jesus. There is no joy without Jesus. Now, don't mishear me. I am not saying that you cannot have fun or a laugh over the Christmas period unless you make much of Jesus. I'm not saying that. There are millions of people who do just that through the Christmas period, but their joy, let me suggest, is only skin deep. It is surface level joy. Rather, I am saying that joy and many of the things that we take for granted in our lives today, many of the things that we enjoy in the society that we're in, would be impossible without Jesus. Now, that's a big claim, isn't it? Well, let's think about when he came. Think about his birth. Darkness dominates without Christ. That's the reality of the situation. Darkness dominates without Christ. Now, when Jesus came into the world, it was dark. Particularly for Israel. Israel was in a particularly bad place, but also in the rest of the world there was much darkness around us. Much of the world was subject to the darkness and superstition. It was the problems of society that really just framed everything. Much of the world had been conquered at the end of a sword, so Rome had a lot to do with that. Oppression and war was the picture that is in that time when Jesus comes on the face of the earth. Now, Jesus came as the light to dispel that darkness. And we have that recorded in various different places in Scripture, don't we? So John chapter 1 and verses 9 to 11, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. It was so dark that even his own people did not want to recognize him. Such was the difficulty, such was the dark spiritual darkness that was in the world at that time. And then Isaiah 9:2, doesn't it, tells us, as this is quoted later in Jesus' life, thinking about his ministry beginning, the people in walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. So here we have Jesus coming into a world that is full of darkness. Now, the darkness then was not simply the situations of men's lives, you know, so the fact that they were held at a sword point, or the fact that things were very superstitious in those days. No, that wasn't just the darkness. It was the darkness of their own hearts. It was the darkness of their own problems and their own selfishness that was a major issue in their lives. Now, we see it in the way, don't we, in the way that Jesus has been pushed from society's minds. Even in our days, there is darkness there. Jesus has been pushed far further and further from lawmakers lawmakers' concerns and from even MPs' thinking. Really, Jesus is being pushed further and further out of our society at the moment, and so that darkness is coming back, that darkness is beginning to envelop us again. Well, Jesus came into the world that was hurting, that was in a mess, and he came to be the means to fix this world. He came to be the one to set this world right. He came to fix that which was broken. And so we begin to see how Jesus comes as the light of the world to fix our darkness problem. Now, when you have something that is broken, when you have something that has gone wrong, you want a repairman, don't you? As many of you, I'm sure, can imagine, in our house, if the washing machine goes wrong, well, it's panic stations, really. If the washing machine breaks, the day that the man who's due to come and fix it comes is a day of great joy within the household, most particularly with Liz, I have to say, because she is aware of all of the problems that are building up and becoming more and more of an issue. So the man who comes to repair it is received with great glee. Suddenly the worries and the concerns and all of those things are gone in terms of the washing machine. Well, without Jesus, the world continues to get worse and worse. So if Jesus isn't part of our life, if Jesus isn't the thing that we are celebrating over this Christmas period, then we begin to look around at our society and see the darkness that creeps in, the darkness that creeps even into our lives. But with Jesus, this world is in the repair shop, as it were. It is with the repairman, and he has a plan to fix it and to make it all good. Better than that, you know, when you have a service plan or you have somebody out to fix something, it comes with a cost, doesn't it? Well, here is the beautiful thing. Here is the wonderful thing as we think about Christmas, as Jesus comes as the light of the world. He is the one who has not just come to repair it, but he has paid the price. He is the one who has come to pay the price that is necessary that we might be fixed, that we might know God working and transforming our darkness to light. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So grasping a hold of Jesus and who he is around this time of year is an important thing that we should get in our minds. Why do we celebrate at this time of year? We celebrate because Jesus, the great repairman, as it were, has come to fix our darkness problem. Second thing is, there would be no joy without the good news. So no joy without Jesus. If he had not come as a baby, as a child in a manger, had not gone all the way to the cross and died in our place, then there really would be a problem for us. But there is no joy without the good news. Now, Christmas is the time of year that we celebrate the coming of Jesus. Coming of Jesus Christ, the coming of God as man. Now, that's just mind-blowing when you stop to think about that. Getting your head around that can be quite an interesting task. But we all know that probably Jesus was not born around this time. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that he wasn't around this time. And we all know that Christmas, well, at least some parts of it anyway, were borrowed from pagan festivals. Well, neither of those two things really matter. I will be honest, they have no particular relevance to us at all. We celebrate this season because of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. We celebrate because we don't actually know when Jesus was born specifically. There are plenty of guesstimates, but we don't actually know specifically. But what we do know is that it is worth celebrating. What is worth celebrating is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what matters is this news is worthy of celebration. Now, God restricting himself from becoming a man and walking amongst us to show us what life is like when we obey God the Father, when we do what is right in God's sight. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who has ever been able to do that. And so we celebrate the coming of the one who shows us what God is like and how to live for him and to enjoy him in these days is a blessed thing indeed. It's good news because the only one who could ever deal with sin has come. That sin that so easily ensnares us, and let's be honest, it's not a particularly difficult thing to fall into sin, is it? Even over the Christmas period, we get upset. Sometimes as Christians, we talk about the greed that there is in society and how it's all about the things, material things. Well, yeah, that's a problem. We can fall into sin quite easily. But here we celebrate the one who has come to deal with that sin problem. The sin that so easily ensnares us. And he's come just specifically to do that, to destroy sin, Satan and death. He has come to conquer the very things that need conquering in our lives and in the situations in this world. It's the good news that the angels announced to the world. And it's good news because it comes to everyone. It goes to the lowliest, those shepherds who really were not particularly viewed as pleasant within society. They were pushed out. In that sense, they found themselves, because of their job, they found themselves out on the hills. They really were away from everyone. They hadn't got much in common with those around them, other than that they were seeking to have something of worth in their lives and desiring that God would be a part of it. And so here God speaks not just to those shepherds, but he also speaks to the wisest men of the age, those who had followed the signs, who had seen the star in the sky and had travelled many miles just to find out where this new king would be. This is good news indeed. It's worth celebrating. It's good news that sinners like us who are headed for destruction have a way back to God because of the coming of the Son of God, because of the coming of God in human form. We have much to celebrate because of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for all the reasons in the world to celebrate, this is the best reason, isn't it? Jesus coming 2,000 odd years ago into our world to rescue you and me from the clutches of the evil one. You know, we feel the weight of our sin. We feel how we're so easily ensnared by it we are. And how are we going to be rescued from that? Well, here comes the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us. Now, we often commemorate birthdays of famous people, don't we? So we know their impact on the world. About Jesus' birth, we celebrate, and rightly so, because it literally changed the world. God coming in human form, and it gave hope to those who had none, to those who had no way forward. The Lord Jesus came to bring hope and a future. Still today, if we pause long enough to think on it, Christmas, it's a day worth celebrating, isn't it? It's a day when we stop and we can remember what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And I trust that you do that throughout the day. Now, in our world today, when all we hear, all we ever hear is bad news, it's the best news. And the best news that the angels announced, isn't it? Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. Now, each and every one of us, if we're honest, recognizes that we need a Savior. We recognize that our own lives do not come, do not meet God's standard. They do not come anywhere close. And here comes the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us, to save us, to help us to be right with God. Now, the shepherds who heard that news decided that that news was too good to be ignored. They decided, as they saw the angels in the sky telling them of this wonderful Savior that had been born, they did not ignore it. They decided that they would go and that they would discover Jesus for themselves. The question comes, really, have we discovered for the Lord Jesus Christ for ourselves? Have we even looked? When we're so busy with so many other things, it can be tempting just to put God on the back burner of our lives. Well, the reality is we need to seek out the Lord Jesus Christ in our day. Third thing is there's no joy without accepting the Saviour and Lord, accepting him, Jesus Christ, as Saviour and Lord, we might say. Well, those shepherds that visited Jesus might have found the good news too good an offer to pass by, but the reality is that they did not discover the true joy that Jesus brings until they met him. It wasn't until they actually came and saw what God had promised had arrived. The Messiah had come. There he was, lying in a manger for all the world to see. And these shepherds have come and they've looked at the one who is to be king, the one who is to be the forever king. Now, for many in our world, that reality of the hype or the thing that you're looking to buy does not match the hype. So have you ever been to a market, you know, down some of there's a market in Lymington or various different places that you might go to a market and watch some of the demonstrations that they do? There's always somebody there, isn't there, selling a product, and they do a demonstration to show you how good the product is. You know, it might be car polish or a knife sharpeners or some other must-have item that they want to display to us. And you watch them do the demonstration and you're taken in, as it were. You are hooked in by what it is that they show you. And the demonstration works perfectly. The polish is like no other polish you've seen on this earth, and the knife sharpener gets the knife to such a sharp edge. And so you buy the product, you buy it because you've seen it demonstrated before your eyes, so surely it must work. And you get home and then you discover, well, you realise that either the product is rubbish or that you have to do just as much hard work to get the result from it that you did with whatever else you used before. That's the reality, isn't it? The hype rarely matches what it is that's being delivered. Well, not so with Jesus Christ. The hype around Jesus is coming. The angels declaring his arrival. The miracles that take place as he is there, not to mention the miracle of who he is. All of these things, they are spectacular, but they do not outclass the one that they speak of. Those shepherds, they heard the spectacular message and they went to look and they found Jesus Christ to be more amazing than the message itself. God had not exaggerated, nor had he duped them. They found Jesus to be everything that God had promised. Everything that he had told them was true and comes true in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I can tell you now from personal experience that this is still true. All who seek Jesus find him. All who find him discover him to be what they need. All who repent of their sin and ask for forgiveness receive what he promises. And all who are forgiven receive his Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. And all who receive his Spirit go on to live lives of worth and receive their joy in Christ. So I said right back at the beginning, there is no joy without Christ. And that is the reality of the world that we live in. Every good gift comes from God. Every good gift comes from the Father above. The best gift is the Lord Jesus Christ. And true joy is only to be found in him. So as we celebrate this Christmas period, let's celebrate the fact that he has brought real joy into our hearts and into our lives. All because Jesus came to live and to die and to be raised to life so that you can one day reign with him. If you do nothing else today, rejoice in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that he has come that he might be your constant companion. Remember that he has come that you might spend eternity with him. Remember that he has come to deal with your sin and to transform your life if only you will let him. Will you seek the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you seek him as your Lord and Savior? If you know him already, will you rejoice in it because he has made you right and that you will now spend eternity with him in the new world that he creates? Let's pray and commit our time to the Lord. Loving Father, as we thought about these things, we ask that you would help us in our lives to just to reflect upon how amazing it is that Jesus would come and walk amongst us, that he would go to the cross and pay our sin debt, that he would provide a way for us to be right with our Heavenly Father, and that we might spend an eternity with him. Lord, we praise you for these things. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to grasp them, and we ask, Lord, that you'd help us to enjoy this Christmas period. But with all of the issues that there may be going on in this world, maybe we concentrate our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ and rejoice at how blessed we truly are. In Jesus' name, amen.